Rocker's report in a few minutes. The news at 8 o'clock is sponsored by Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. It is 48 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That's a sound from Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, however, those students are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York City. This is ABC News. Federal officials taking another look at Tesla's autopilot system. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration today saying it's investigating whether a recall last year did enough to improve safety. There could be new help on the way for people living with extreme pain.
The FDA signed off on an implantable pain control device. Its maker, Medtronic, says it responds to the body's pain signals in real time. Neurologists say that could be a major step forward in treating persistent chronic pain, but it may not be for everyone. The device must be surgically implanted, so it may only be recommended for those who have exhausted all other options. The CDC says 17 million Americans live with high-impact chronic pain, which interferes with everyday life. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And more football players will find out their futures tonight as the NFL draft continues in Detroit with rounds 2 and 3. No real surprise here, but Chicago Bears made quarterback Caleb Williams their number one pick. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you ever stare at the mountains of photos that represent your family's cherished events and wish that they were organized? Maybe you have photos in drawers and boxes that you'd like to preserve in a scrapbook. At the Creative Outlet, we have ideas for any budget that can help you with that. Scrapbooking is an awesome way to preserve those photos and memories so that they can be shared for generations to come. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street and is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are here to help.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, my grace is sufficient for thee, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Hannah Whitall Smith told of a time when she was passing through perplexity and questioning. She went to a Christian woman who listened to her entire story and then simply said, "Yes, all you say may be very true, but then in spite of it all, there is God." To Mrs. Smith, it seemed a most disappointing answer. However, my need was so great that I went to her again and again. Always to everything would come the simple reply with an air of entirely dismissing the subject. "Yes, I know, but there is God." I became convinced that my friend really and truly believed that the mere fact of the existence of God as the creator and redeemer of mankind was an all-sufficient answer. My troubles disappeared like magic. I wondered how I could ever have been such an idiot when all the while there was the Almighty God. I have found out that God was enough and my soul was at rest. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We'll get ready for several unsettled days across the region as a powerful storm system out around western Kansas and Nebraska slides northeast. This will bring us some off and on rain from afternoon into tonight. Even a chance of a couple of strong thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night as a cool front sags into the area. Then a new storm coming in from the southwest could bring us kind of a widespread rain once again by Sunday morning. So rain totals still look to be on the order of several inches through the entire weekend. Temperatures will warm up tomorrow and a little bit cooler on Sunday, but staying relatively seasonal into next week. So today, look for cloudy and blustery conditions, rain developing by midday, high near 59 degrees, and the wind southeast between 15 and 25. Breezy tonight with occasional showers and thunderstorms, low 51. Tomorrow should be variably cloudy, breezy, and much warmer, feeling a little more like summer with a high of 76 degrees. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, but a lot of dry time as well. South to southwest wind 15 to 25. For Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of those could be strong throughout the early part of the night with hail or gusty winds, low temperature in the mid-50s. On Sunday, mainly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, high near 67. As we head into Monday, a few light showers possible in the morning, otherwise breezy with some patches of sun by afternoon. Low 53 with a high of 68. Tuesday, increasing clouds. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Low 46 with a high of 72. Wednesday looks partly cloudy and nice. Low at 46 with a high of 69. And next Thursday, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy otherwise. Low in the mid-40s with a high near 63. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
48 right now with partly cloudy conditions. Yesterday it was 62. Record high 84 in 1962. Record low 26 in 1976. Last year's high 56 and the low 29. Sunset will occur at 7:57 this evening. Tomorrow morning sunrise time just a minute after 6. Northeast winds are at 2. Barometer at 30.04. And right now we're up 5 from the overnight low. It's 48.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Lots of high school sports to recap from yesterday. Also, Mike Clemens talks Wisconsin sports coming up here in the next few minutes.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. In baseball last night, Richland Center was a winner over Dodgeville in Southwest Conference High School play, 8-3. Lane Miller was 2-for-2. He had also 2 intentional walks given to him, and he was hit by a pitch. So on base 5 times last night, and Brady Dosh scored twice as the Hornets defeated Dodgeville, 8-3. The Riverdale Chieftains held on to defeat Highland in a very good high school game. The Chieftains got 6 2/3 innings of excellent pitching from junior Chase Chitwood. Andre Tainer would come on to escape a bases-loaded jam in the 7th to nail down the win. Carson Kenyon would go 3-for-4 in the game and come up with a big-time catch in the outfield to end the game. Emmett Drone was 2-for-4 with 3 RBI, while Chase and Andre also collected 2 hits. The Chieftains now 6-4 on the season. The Ithaca Bulldogs were winners against Lafarge last night in a doubleheader by a score of 11-4 and 8-0. Sammy Clary pitched a total of 8 innings over the course of the 2 games and had a total of 7 RBIs, including a home run leading the Bulldogs to victory last night. Also, it was in Game 1, the Bulldogs getting a couple of hits from Micah Salisbury. Logan Anderson and Wyatt Hilby had 3 hits. Cody Burns had 2 hits to lead the Bulldogs. Elsewhere in baseball, Wazika Steuben was a winner, 18-0 and 18-12 over North Crawford in action from yesterday. It was a busy softball schedule. Riverdale held off Southwestern 9-8. The Chieftains never trailed and were up 7-0 before the Wildcats made a comeback that got them within 1 after a 3-run top of the 7th. Macy McKay was the winning pitcher. She struck out 8 of the first 9 batters she faced and finished with 13 total strikeouts. The Wildcats had 5 hits. McKay was also 4-for-4 at the plate with a double and 3 RBIs. Jocelyn Adams went 3-for-5, 2 doubles and 2 RBI. Aubrey Williamson was 2-for-4 with an RBI, and Kennedy Cooey had an RBI double. Wildcats pitcher Haley Brandt suffered the pitching loss. Alana Splinter had 3 RBIs for Southwestern, which fell to 2-9 and 0-6 in the league. Following Riverdale's 9-8 win, they will prepare for a makeup game with Fenimore later today. The Chieftains are now 1-10 and 1-6 in the SWAL. Ithaca took 2 from Lafarge on the softball diamond, 6-1 and 15-5. Olivia Young, the winning pitcher in Game 1, giving up 4 hits in the 5 innings worked. Ariana Lewis, Josie Lau, Brinley Wanless, and Maylee Plemer all had RBIs. In Game 2, Ariana Lewis was the winning pitcher, going 5, giving up 2 hits, 1 earned run, and Ariana Lewis and Alyssa Muller each had 2 RBIs. It was Kickapoo winning 6-4 and 10-4 over DeSoto. Highland beat Judah Albany 5-1. Mount Horeb 10-3 over Baraboo. Hillsboro 5, Bangor 2. Wanewuck Center 10-7 over New Lisbon. Hillsboro 5-2 over Bangor. And Prairie du Chien 14-3 over Dodgeville. Wazika Steuben top North Crawford 15-0 and 18-0. And the Richland Center softball team picked up a win over Westby last night. That final score was 5-3 in the Hornets' favor. Track action last night at the Gerard Bruner Invitational at Royal High School. Ithaca Weston led by Kaylee Peterson, second in the 100. 4x2 was fifth. Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, Maggie Kirshner, and Jasmine Meyer. Kaylee Peterson first in the 400. Aubrey Cook sixth in the 300 hurdles. Tristan Peterson finished first. Jasmine Meyer 10th. Kaylee Peterson was second in the 200. Tristan Peterson first in the long jump. Aubrey Cook took the triple jump third place finish as well. The Ithaca Weston girls finished fourth out of the 12 teams that were entered. For the boys, the 4x8 relay team finished second. Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Sam Jones, and Carrick Thompson. Clayton Lee first in the 1600 with a personal best 4:47.89. Also last night, Sam Jones was 11th in the 400 and 6th in the 800. In the 3200, a first place for Clayton Lee with a 10:32.12. Not only a personal best, but a new Ithaca school record, which was previously held by Josh Clary, set in 1991 at 10:37. The Ithaca Weston boys finished 7th as a team. There were 12 total yesterday. The next meet for Ithaca Weston will be at the Fenimore Invitational on Monday. In golf action last night, Platteville was a winner at the Dodge Point Invitational, leading the Southwest Conference teams with a 173. River Valley was second with a 180. Gavin Davidson with a 41 led the way. Connor Grant had a 44. Cam Schmidt-Connect a 47. Lucas Klein a 48. Richland Center was the third place team with a 183. Roman Johnson and Connor Hying each with 44s. Trayton Shep a 46. And Andrew Knabel a 49. The Richland Center girls soccer team lost to Wisconsin Heights Barneveld by a score of 8-0. Platteville Lancaster was a 3-2 winner over Reedsburg in soccer. Speaking of soccer, the Richland Center soccer match with La Crosse Logan will not be played today. They've moved that to Monday night for a 6 o'clock start time. The Brewers with a 7-5 victory yesterday over the Pirates, led by a 2-run home run by pinch hitter Gary Sanchez, giving the Brewers a split of the 4-game series. They'll open up against the Yankees this weekend. We'll have more sports coming up.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Sports continues. Now we join Mike Clemens live. Did you sleep any this morning, my friend?
Yeah, I got about 3 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's good. You left the stadium quite early this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in Green Bay, Phil, covering the NFL draft, and I actually got up here Wednesday to sort of set up the room, get a little things prepared. And then, you know, you get into it, there's tight security always, but you get into Lambeau Field in the little media area. And years ago, they gave me like a little office in the media area, which is great because there's a lot of the equipment I have to haul around back and forth. And then we got there about 3:30 yesterday, and I meet with some of the folks from the Packers front office that are hanging around. They put some food out about 6 o'clock, so we're having a little bit of barbecue, and I'm starting to watch the monitors a little bit. It's like, oh, boy, yeah, it's in Detroit. And, you know, you're looking at the weather here. Yesterday it was sunny and 57. I'm saying, really, this is actually going to happen. A year from today, the NFL draft will be here in Green Bay. And where are they going to do it? And, you know, I'm asking around, and it's like, well, you know, this is the league show. And they said, they'll start thinking about us after they get Detroit out of the way. But, you know, some of the advanced people already, they've kicked around ideas that maybe they put the stage inside the bowl, you know, in the field at Lambeau Field, or they do it, you know, in the parking lot of the Titletown area. They got two or three. Maybe it's downtown. They're, you know, they've got things to work out. But so then last night, by the time the draft rolled around, 275,000 people in downtown Detroit to watch 13 out of 32 players walk across the stage, get a jersey and a hug from Roger Goodell. And I don't understand the attraction. I don't. You know, there's a few sports bars in downtown Detroit. They're proud of their city. The weather was great, but it's not like I mean, I'm going to have to ask the Packers advanced people, too. Like, are there bands? You know, are there street performers? I mean, really? You know, I don't know what you... And, I mean, to think, as big as that crowd was, these people had to be probably shuttled in from Ann Arbor or something, you know, in order to get down there.
Well, let's talk about the Packers taking an offensive tackle, the first in a few years since they've taken an offensive player, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they've taken a lot of defensive players, and yet, you know, people kind of expect if you report on the team, then you have to sort of predict, especially in football, who they're going to draft. And around when we were at the Combine in Indianapolis in February, a name that started getting in front of us was, have you guys seen this Cooper DeJean from Iowa? I mean, he's like everything. He's like Rocky, man. He reminds me of Harrison Smith, the veteran safety from the Vikings, or even a guy like Christian McCaffrey, the running back from the 49ers. It's just, he's such a great, tough, Rocky kind of character, and comes up in a small town in Iowa. He plays corner. He can play safety. Then he starts as a returner. He's a tough tackler. He, you know, gets interceptions and strips the ball. And then when Kirk Ferentz from the Iowa Hawkeyes, the head coach, started running out of offensive players, he started playing on offense. But then he got hurt on a play where he snapped his fibula, broken leg, missed the rest of the season. So he couldn't work out for us in February. But last night we're watching this thing, and they get down to 22, 23. And then the team before the Packers that was supposed to pick the Dallas Cowboys, they trade to the Lions. And you can hear all the national analysts think, oh, the Lions, they want a defensive back. I was like, here it goes. Yep, here it goes. Here he goes. The Lions are trying to mess with the Packers, and they end up taking a defensive back from Alabama, or not Iowa. And like, well, how about this? We're finally going to be able to predict who the Packers are going to take. And the Packers took a left tackle. Jordan Morgan, 6'7", 313 pounds, a kid who grew up in Arizona, plays for the University of Arizona. 2 years ago, torn ACL, the worst knee, you know, injury of all kinds, and still managed to come back the following year and play great last year. A lockdown, both in pass protection, playing some tough teams like at UCLA, playing one of their top draft picks. And so, you know, Brian Gutekunst just came out and said, you know, we say it all the time, these big guys block it on the line. If you get a good one, it's rare. There's a lot of big guys, but there's few that can, you know, block like this kid, and they were, you know, ecstatic to get him. But it's, again, it's another one of these Packers picks. Nobody saw this guy coming, and now, you know, he's going to challenge Rashid Walker for that left tackle position. Basically, they're trying to find the next David Bakhtiari. And I thought that this was touching. Just moments after this kid's name was announced, who put on Twitter, let's go, congratulations, be proud, wear the G, you know, do your best. David Bakhtiari tweeted that out right after the kid got picked by the Packers.
Oh, that's cool. Well, the Bucks at the Pacers tonight, and we hear that Chris Middleton might be a little bit banged up. Are the Bucks in trouble?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Phil, he left in the first quarter when they lost to the Pacers in Game 2 the other night. Came back later. It seemed to sort of change the rhythm of the game. They ended up getting blown out by the Pacers. Pacers were really nasty defensively. And then a kid on their team, Tyrese Halliburton, who grew up in Oshkosh, played in Oshkosh. Maybe he's ticked off the Bucks didn't draft him. Anyway, after the game, he claimed that after Sunday's game, one of his little brothers was, you know, somebody used a racial slur on him from the crowd. He complained about the Bucks crowd, saying, you know, we've got regular season crowds that are louder than these guys, so it'll be exciting to get back home to Indianapolis. So it's on. It's the series is tied 1 game apiece. It's a best of 7 series, and they're going to play tonight in downtown Indianapolis in this playoff series.
What is it about these guys from Wisconsin that are Bucks killers? Because I remember, you know, Tyler Hero, too, has done that to the Bucks too. These guys that back and haunt us, you know?
Last year in that series against the Heat, right?
Right.
And, of course, you know, unfortunately, the similar circumstances. Was it a Giannis that went down with a back injury early in that series? And then Jimmy Butler turned it on.
Yep.
You know, because he played at Marquette, right?
Right.
So, yeah. 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 they maybe they wanted to play for the Bucks, and they're not happy that you know that they're not. They're not. So, although I got to think that Jimmy Bullock enjoys Miami, and that's not such a bad spot to be.
No, he's doing all right for himself. The Brewers beat the Pirates yesterday, 7-5, and they host the Yankees. You know, and I'm an old school guy, Mike. I love the American League East and all those rivalries. So it's kind of fun to be playing the Yankees again.
Well, yeah, it reminds you of the days when the Brewers were in the American League, and you know the Brewers. They've got all kinds of injuries on pitching, but they, you know, the bullpen came through again yesterday for them. They lost the first couple of games because they couldn't get the bats going, and then yesterday, you know, the hero of the day is this Gary Sanchez, who's been brought in as a veteran, played for the Yankees. He's going up against Adrolis Chapman. Those two played together when they were both on the Yankees. So it's the top of the eighth. The Brewers are down by a run, and Gary knocks one out of the park, drives in two runs. Brewers go on to win 7-5 yesterday, so they split the series with the Pirates, and now they come back home tonight against the Yankees and the Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Did you see this story earlier this week when Aaron Boone got ejected from a game?
Yeah, what happened in that regard?
It was bizarre. It was I was kind of scouting the Yankees, you know, before knowing they were coming up next year to AmFam Field. So it's early, like 5-6 pitches into a game against the A's in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. And Boone, you know, former great player, the manager of the Yankees, comes out, and he talks to the home plate ump about something. And then the ump starts yelling back at him, says, "And if you say another word, I'll throw you out of the game." So Aaron turns around, and then the ump hears, you know, turns his back and hears something said directed his way. And the ump turns around and says, "You're out of the game." And Boone says, "What? I didn't say anything." And so then the video crew, the TV crew, is trying to figure out what happened. So they've got it on tape. Boone was tight-lipped. He did not say a word. He was going back to the dugout, and they found a fan just right above the dugout who was yelling something at the umpire. And the umpire would not hear it otherwise. He kicked him out of the game.
That's awesome.
So the media came after this umpire and said, you know, you've got to explain yourself what you think happened on that play because it's on video. Boone didn't say anything. And all he said in his written statement was, Aaron Boone is responsible for himself and everybody in the Yankees dugout, and we will not tolerate that as umpires. But it's like, yeah, but it was a fan. You expect him to control the fans? So this morning in the New York Post, it says that Major League Baseball says, we'll take care of this, okay? Because they do. They grade. They evaluate the umpires. And if you would like to be an umpire in the postseason where you get bonus money, then you have to have a good report card during the season. So this will be noted on his report card. And, oh, by the way, Aaron Boone, yeah, you don't have to pay a suspension fee for getting kicked out of the game. Because I didn't know that. But, yeah, managers have to pay a fine when they get ejected from a game.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't hurt them all that badly. Most of them make pretty good money. So.
Right, right. You're right. They make fine money. But whatever the case, yeah, there's if you decide to chew out the umpire and get yourself kicked out of the game, you know, they're taking money out of the kitty for that. So.
Yes. Well, Mike, always good stuff. Enjoy it. Are you going back to the stadium for the next rounds of the NFL draft?
No. Yep. Yeah, tonight is the second and third rounds, and maybe they pick up a defensive back then. Actually, that Cooper DeJean kid out of Iowa, he ended up not getting drafted, but I think the Packers probably have to trade up if they want to get him because I'm sure he's going to go early in the second round. Then all day tomorrow, 7 o'clock, and then I got a Brewers game Sunday to wrap up with the series against the Yankees.
Well, good. We appreciate all that you do. Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for joining us live.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Mike Clemens here on WRCO Sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Let us put some spring back into your step with our Warm Up to Savings sale now through May 31st at Badgerland Flooring and give your home a fresh look with over 50 styles and colors of Adore, Trends, and Paramount luxury vinyl tiles and planks on sale now. If you've been thinking about new flooring, now is the time to take advantage of these incredible savings by stopping into our showroom on Highway 14 in Richland Center or look us up at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Fresh from the country and WRCO is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin with a brand new one from one of the American Idol judges, Luke Bryan, here on WRCO. Fresh from the country, we'll check out some brand new ones, and also we'll play the most played country song across the land in the next half hour.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, wish you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss, you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Brian on WRCO, fresh from the country. We'll have our trivia question of the day coming up in just a few minutes here on this Friday morning get-together, our final Friday in the month of April. Here's a brand new one from Nessa Lee. Nessa Lee on WRCO Radio and an old country song, 8:38 the time. The country tunes of today coming your way here today as we stroll along toward 9 o'clock. During our 9 o'clock community conversation, we'll talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination and the Race for Grace, which is coming up in just a few weeks. So that's straight ahead today, and also a look ahead at the many things going on in our community for the weekend. The trivia question of the day is also right around the bend.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
This week's big mover on the Survey Country Airplay chart belongs to Nate Smith as he sneaks up four notches into the top 20 this week with Bulletproof.
Usually so neon lights, I pray to good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Got it wrong, 'cause I'm still here and you ain't gone. You ain't gone.
A big mover on the survey this week for Nate Smith. That's Bulletproof on Fresh from the Country from WRCO. Well, today's trivia winner can net some delicious prizes. Well, they can get some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. That is a big prize, no doubt about it. You'll have a lot of friends today if you win the trivia question. That goes like this. 42% of men said they can't go 1 week without what food item? 42% of men said they can't go 1 week without this food item. 608-647-4155. Best of luck to you. Here's a new one from Boomtown Saints.
Just got my paycheck. I say we cash it. That city limit, let's blow right past it. Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. For the sun goes down, let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking and life is for living. So what are we waiting on? It's a good day to get gone. Piece of heaven is out there somewhere. We're gonna find it, we're gonna get there. Baby, that's where we belong. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round. Baby, it's time we take us some time. For the sun goes down, let's chase it that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking and life is for living. So what are we waiting on? It's a good day to get gone. Your bare feet on the dash, a Brooks and a song. I'll hit the gas, you sing along. Let these wheels spin round, baby, it's time we take us some time. For the sun goes down, let's chase it across that blue sky. That clock keeps on ticking and life is for living. So what are we waiting on, baby? It's a good day to get gone. It's a good day to get gone. Just got my paycheck. I say we cash it.
Brand new from the Boomtown Saints. Congratulations to our trivia scholar today, David Umbehound. Way to go, Mr. Umbehound. He knew the right answer. 42% of men said they can't go 1 week without pizza. The food item that 42% of men said they just have to have. You know, I like it. I don't know. I mean, certainly can go a week without. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, maybe not two. But it's one of those. It's kind of an easy meal sometimes, and for us oftentimes that's been a Sunday night staple, because like especially during the football season. You know, it's kind of a good thing just to throw in and don't have to do too much messing. But pizza, yeah, you know, and I really pretty much like just about any brand. You know, even the really cheap ones sometimes don't taste that bad. But they have to be done just right. I don't like the crust where you can't hardly, you know, like it's chewy. I like the crust a little bit doughy. And that's the problem if I ever do buy a piece or a slice at one of these games. A lot of times, I don't know if it's the warmer or whatever, but you bite into it and it's like, oh, crust is really hard. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. What do you expect? Anyway, congratulations, Mr. Umihan. He's going to be enjoying some delicious cookies. It's hard to go a week without Christie's Sunnyside Cookies, too, I can tell you that. Downtown Richland Center, family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
49 degrees. We're headed toward 59 a little bit later on. And it kind of depends on which forecast you read or you kind of pay attention to. But ours doesn't look real favorable for the activities outdoors for later today or tomorrow. But there is a little window of opportunity maybe late this afternoon. So we do have baseball scheduled for today between Riverdale and Iowa Grant later today. And some of the tournaments tomorrow, they're kind of looking at maybe a window. Maybe have pushed back the rain chances tomorrow closer toward the evening hours. But we're in line for some, and some of the forecasters saying we could be in line for quite a bit of rain. Coming up, the final couple of songs for our Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Cairns.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Here's a new one from Connor Smith featuring Haley Witters.
Picking you up's like picking up a gun. Your kiss is the trigger. Daddy met you and he told me so. You better be careful with it. Eyes like an angel, heart like a thief, perfectly complicated. My hands on you and your hands on me. I love you and I hate it. Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be this far. Oh, and I gonna save me, loving you, baby, is roulette on the heart. You half at your dress with your head on the chest, hearing it be 1 minute. Next you're cold as the steel of a coat.
So baby, which one is it?
Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Shot in the dark, you touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger, holding somebody shouldn't be this far. Oh, and I know this game is one of two ways. Are you gonna break me? Are you gonna save me? Loving you, baby, is roulette on the
Smith and Haley Witters. Today is National Pretzel Day, so enjoy your day. The average American eats 2 pounds of pretzels per year. Heck, I think I ate 2 pounds of pretzels last night. No, just kidding. Anyway, the top five most played country songs this week. Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends at number 5. Scotty McCreary at number 4 with Cab and a Solo. Jordan Davis, number 3 with Tucson Too Late. Tyler Hubbard is at number 2 with Back Then Right Now. And the number 1 tune this week, it's up one spot from the runner-up position last week. Here's Sam Hunt.
There's so much going on in this town. Keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the south, sure, shines like gold down these old brown
this town and settling down out here on the outskirts.
If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown 1,200.